An area of upper-level low pressure just to our north will continue to bring the chance for a spotty shower or a thunderstorm into the early part of the afternoon as it continues to trek off to the east, and an occluded front continues to slowly move across the region. Breaks of sun will develop, and winds will shift into the west and northwest as the trough moves eastward as well. As the upper trough shifts to our east, high pressure from the Midwest will begin to build into the region. We should have a nice second half of the weekend with temperatures near or slightly above normal and a nice sunny day for most. Another upper level low will work toward the region to start the new week, wrapping a smaller disturbance around it and likely bring some showers and thunderstorms across the region Monday, with the chance some of those storms could be on the strong to severe side later in the day. The rest of the week is looking like it could be an active pattern with more disturbances moving through and the chance for more showers and thunderstorms during the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening for Wisconsin and vicinity, a marginal risk of severe storms surrounding the Wisconsin slight risk area, a marginal risk of severe storms this afternoon and evening from northeastern Idaho into western Montana, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon into early tonight across the central and southern Arizona region, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon from central Georgia to eastern North Carolina. Severe thunderstorms with damaging winds and large hail will be possible this afternoon and evening across portions of the upper Mississippi Valley and upper Great Lakes region, with sporadic strong storms across the southeast states, southern Arizona, and western Montana. Taking a look at potential tropical activity for today in the next couple of days, the National Hurricane Center says that no tropical cyclone activity or development is expected in the next 48 hours on the Atlantic side. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high on Friday of 122 at Death Valley, California, to a low this morning at Leadville, Colorado of 40 degrees. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a partly sunny afternoon with a high near 85 degrees, light northwesterly wind. In Boston, cloudy but gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Winds will be out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, a high in the low 70s, a little breezy with the west wind, 5 to 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 83 degrees with a record of 96 set in 1997. Normal minimum temperature is 62 degrees with a record of 44 set in 1950. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July the 15th. Sunrise was at 5:31 a.m. Sunset will come at 8:31 p.m. And for tomorrow, July the 16th, sunrise at 5:32 a.m. Sunset again at 8:31 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Becoming partly sunny today, isolated thunderstorms possible this afternoon. It'll be warmer with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, some patchy fog possible, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today, otherwise warmer with highs in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, patchy fog possible, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills at Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny today, a slight chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog possible, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, turning partly sunny today with a chance of showers this afternoon. It'll be warmer with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, then clearing, some patchy fog possible, lows in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, turning partly sunny this afternoon, a slight chance of showers with a thunderstorm as well. It'll be warmer with highs in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, then clearing, some patchy fog possible, lows in the lower 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Sunday, mostly sunny, fairly hot too, highs in the mid and upper 80s. Partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms Monday and Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s. Wednesday, mostly sunny and hot, highs in the mid and upper 80s. Then partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms both Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.